Of the nation's 100 highest-paid corporate chief executive officers, a quarter received more in compensation than their companies paid in income taxes last year. That's from a study released less than 2 weeks ago by the Institute for Policy Studies. High pay and compensation packages for top corporate executives is nothing new. But on this edition of FM 89's commentary series, The Moral Is, Fresno State business professor Ida Jones says high CEO pay isn't necessarily tied to good job performance.
What's the value of a typical worker's contribution to a company's success compared to that of CEOs of the largest companies? The CEO's contribution is about 380 times more valuable, according to the AFL-CIO's 2012 Annual Report on Pay Disparity. Not only is it more valuable, but its value rises faster than inflation. Last year, average CEO pay rose 14% to nearly $13 million. What was your pay raise last year? Now, CEOs have a great deal of serious responsibilities, including accountability for a company's success or failure. CEOs have vice presidents and other officers who help them with oversight of business operations. But ultimately, the buck stops with the CEO. CEOs deserve to get paid a great deal. However, you would think that that pay would be tied to the company's long-term performance. It's not necessarily. So how, you may ask, is a CEO's pay calculated? Well, in the largest companies, CEO pay is figured out by a compensation committee. The board of directors and the CEOs choose the members of that committee. And since the members of the committee are usually CEOs themselves, they have an interest in keeping pay high. CEOs don't want to upset their colleagues and don't want to be viewed as mediocre. So, according to Warren Buffett, a man who has a reputation for being a fair CEO, during the compensation committee meetings, too often collegiality trumped independence. So I ask you, when was the last time you were able to vote or decide what your pay or pay raise would be? To add insult to injury, CEO pay is not based on performance. CEO pay rises even though company performance has been average or worse. Many boards use a formula that calculates compensation. They set their own CEO's pay so that it fits within the top 25% of CEOs. Setting high pay for CEOs differs from setting high pay for athletes and performers. Athletes' pay is negotiated based on performance and evaluation of net return on investment. Some athletes supplement their pay through product endorsements negotiated based on the anticipated impact of their endorsement on product sales. Actors, actresses, and musicians' pay is based on historical and expected returns from ticket or music sales. Not so with CEOs. Note that leaders and other business executives claim that high CEO pay is essential to attract and keep the best CEOs. The argument is that these CEOs create jobs for workers and profits for shareholders. However, this argument is not borne out by statistics. According to two economists, one from NYU and the other from MIT, the difference in performance of the top executives is less than 2%. So how does this pay gap affect employees? According to Peter Drucker, who many call the father of modern management theory, CEO pay of more than 20 to 25 times the average worker's pay reflected poor leadership. Leadership founded on privilege rather than responsibility. According to the studies, wide pay gaps can create resentment, affect employee morale, productivity, and turnover. Solutions? I strongly support the Dodd-Frank Act's requirement that the Securities and Exchange Commission adopt a rule that requires companies to close the gap between the median pay of company employees and that of the CEOs. If Whole Foods and Costco can do it, so can others. For The Moral Is, this is Ida Jones.